Final few minutes of the program here, and I'm excited to spend that time talking about the Beehive Academy Middle and High School Science program. And Sarah Webb is a teacher there to talk about the Beehive Academy. Let's start with just telling our listeners what Beehive Academy is all about, Sarah.
Hi. Beehive Academy is a science and technology school. We encourage our kids to use STEM in their day-to-day life, learn more about it, and also learn about engineering.
Well, I understand there's some congratulations in order here because your students came through with a state competition.
So our students participate in an organization called TSA, and they did really well at their state competition this year.
Tell us about the competition itself. How many enter, and what kinds of projects are entered, and what you won with?
Yeah, so TSA is stands for Technology Student Association. Their whole motto is learning to lead in a technical world. The goal of the program is for students to take all of these STEM concepts that they learn in the classroom and actually essentially practice the skills in the context of a job or a career. So we had students succeed in architectural design, where they built a model of something that could survive off the grid in a different country. We have students who made like a medical drop that could attach to a drone for medical technology for relief situations. And then we also have students that are just succeeding in leadership strategies, learning to lead, and knowledge about technology overall.
I love the idea that what you work towards every day is giving the students the answer to why they're doing particular kinds of learning and then watching the excitement of them actually putting it into, you know, real world terms. That's got to be exciting for you, too.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. I teach middle school science and you hear it all the time. Why am I learning this? Why am I learning this? Well, this TSA, our team is actually the middle school team that's going to nationals. We have 14 kids out of 25 that are going, and they get to actually see, okay, I learned this in class. This is how I can actually use it one day.
What does a day look like typically for you in the classroom?
So I teach grades anywhere from 7th grade to 11th grade. I teach a lot of different kids. That includes physics, 8th grade science, biology, and a couple electives for the middle schoolers. So we could be doing anything from creating an engineering product or project to a dissection.
I kind of have a feeling we have more than a few parents out there that hear this conversation and think, man, my son or my daughter could really benefit from what the Beehive Academy is offering. If we have parents out there that are thinking about it, is there a typical student or is it any student that could really thrive in this environment?
Oh, I've seen every type of student thrive in this environment. It's really fantastic because they get to do so much more hands-on working with just the education information that they receive from us.
And is it a lengthy process? What's the qualification for actually getting into Beehive Academy?
So we are a public charter and we have a lottery. So all you got to do is get on that Beehive website and follow the directions to apply for our lottery.
So you've won the state competition. You're now moving on to the national competition. When and where is that?
So it is the last week of June in Orlando, Florida.
Disney World is what you're talking about here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what the kids are talking about.
Yeah. How many kids get to go?
We have 14 students going, as well as the two advisors, which is me and one of the other science teachers.
All right. That sounds like a job in and of itself. I hope you've been properly trained to, you know, for what you're about to embark on there. But we wish everyone well in this competition and congratulate you again and your class on their achievements here in the state of Utah. Tell people where they can get more information about Beehive Academy.
So if you check out our website, if you just look up Beehive Academy on Google, the website should pop up. We're in Sandy, Utah. And if you're interested about our different clubs, our groups, et cetera, you can find all that information on the website.
Yeah, I just looked at that website, too. It is www.beehiveacademy.org for those of you that are looking for more information. Sarah Welsh, congratulations. Thanks for the work you do every day.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Here's the website again, beehiveacademy.org.